You Gold, I have some very fearsome intentions for you, you know. Really, while I've been here, I've been letting it run through my head a little, the question of our relationship. And when I return, I'm going to take you in my claws so sharply that it'll make you squeal. You'll see. I'll terrorize you completely. You will have to submit. You will have to give in and bow down. That is the condition for our living together further. I must break you and grind the sharp edges off your horns, or else I can't continue with you. You are a bad-tempered person, and now, within myself, I am as sure of that as the sun is in the sky, after having thought about your entire spiritual physiognomy. And I'll smother this rage and fury that you have in yourself, as I am as sure as I am alive. Such weeds can't be allowed to get in among the cabbages. I have the right to do this because I'm 10 times better than you, and I'm quite conscientiously condemn this very salient aspect of your character. I am now going to terrorize you without any mercy until you become gentle and begin to feel and conduct yourself towards other people as any ordinary good person would. At one and the same time, I feel a boundless love for you and an impeccable strictness towards the failings in your character. Therefore, note well, get a hold of yourself, because I'm already standing here with the carpet beater in my hand, and as soon as I arrive, I'm going to start beating the dust right out of you.